with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
I ran out of breath and I didn't get to give you your punt about being an Israeli personality and talk show host on Israel News Talk Radio. And fair's fair, Andrea.
It's enough that you said that there are more important things to do. Can you please put that on tape and send that to my husband?
To your husband. I had a feeling you were going to say that. I really did. So listen, for a change, your topic has got me thoroughly intrigued today. I'm going to read the topic is provided to me. Rainbow Nation and a boatload of blessing. Are you coming down south this week? Are you talking about us?
What?
I don't know, aren't we the Rainbow Nation? Where are you going with this story?
Oh, right. No, I was actually thinking of the Gay Pride Parade, but no.
Okay, oops, I got it wrong. All right.
Yeah, no, I thought that you were going to get a big kick out of that and say, what is this Orthodox lady talking about this Rainbow Nation? But it is. Right. But I want to start with a boatload of, I kept it very secular, you know, the boatload of blessing. We're really talking about a boatload of brachas. I mean, this is Simon. I tell you, I did something crazy this week. I did something really crazy between last week and I think I finished the show. There was a knock on the door. My husband walked in. It wasn't a surprise, you know, but I pretended it was a surprise, but I had already spoken to the previous owner. I got a dog. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
So very, very nice. So Andrew, I'm sure that this is going to tie in to our meeting today. And it was just such a hashkaha practice, such a like a divine event, because I got this dog, as we're starting this new, you know, this new cycle of Torah reading, and we start with Bereshis, the whole creation, and then we go into Noah, and I thought about like Noah saving these animals, and people, you know, we've got nieces and nephews, you know, they read those children's books all in like these cute little pastels, and the animals all had rosy cheeks, and everybody looked so cute, and Noah looked so clean and grandfatherly. And if we think about it, the life on that ark was a misery. And it's really not funny because apparently, I mean, some of the writings, I don't remember where I came this from. They said that when Noah got off the ark, there's some commentary that he was actually vomiting blood, because it was he and his family, literally the entire future of the world was weighing on them. And what did they do for 40 days and 40 nights? They weren't having parties. They weren't having a little bit of a braai outside. They were working. The minute the birds were finished being, you know, fed or seeded or whatever the heck you do with birds, they were then feeding the lions and then cleaning out the crap. And it was on and on and on. And all they were doing in order to ensure survival was giving. And none of us are being asked to give at that level. We're not being asked each individually to carry the entire burden of the world on our shoulders. But imagine if we just took a lesson from this and said, gosh, if I just give, I can't get it wrong. And I just love this idea of Noah that I thought to myself, you know, who am I serving in my ark, in our arcs? If we looked at our homes as reflection of what we want the world to be, people look at us and see what's going to be good. You know, what kind of world do we want to build? What do we want to create? I just love that idea. And then I come across this. You with me, Simon? Give a deep breath. Let me hear some
news. No, all good. The weight of the world on my shoulders, that's a big one. But all good.
Yeah. We're not being asked to be a Noah. We're being asked to be a Simon. We're being asked to be an Andrea. Yeah. And are we shirking the responsibility? Are we saying, okay, I can do a little ark stuff here. I can give and not get it wrong. You'll never get it wrong, even if you don't succeed. That's not what we're being asked to do. We're not being asked to see the end of the story and make sure that all our ministrations are successful ministrations. But if everybody's in the game, you know what? It's going to be better. And then I come across this. I had to read this to you that, I know we have a lot of non-Jews listening in, and this is fascinating because if you ever watch Jews pray, we call it davening. It's a very frightening experience. Okay. They're bending
frightening?
Over. They're bending,
that's a frightening. Word.
It's very frightening. They're bending forward, they're bending back, they're leaning up, they're leaning down. You know, you got bad knees, you still got to bend. It's very scary. And we have this practice at the end of the Amida prayer that we're supposed to say three times a day. But it's very funny. Before we pray for peace, you know what we do, Simon? We take three steps back. Because we can't have the chutzpah when we pray for peace, the nerve. We can't achieve it if we're not willing to step back a little. By the way, I'm segueing very cleverly into the rainbow stuff. Okay. Because when you step back a little and you pray for peace, you're making room for others and their opinions, their personalities, things that are different. You know, we can only get peace and harmony if we bend a little to the left and a little bit to the right and a little bit forward and a little bit backwards, which brings me to, I'm watching the clock. It's tick, tick, ticking.
No, Andrew, you're just a remarkable man. You break every single stereotype one could ever have of a religious woman. I mean, what is all this tolerance and make room? It's amazing.
On my best day, because we are the original hippies. Okay. I don't know where we got lost along the way. I don't know. Because listen to this, Simon.
Yes.
You know, people go out, they see a rainbow. Right now, my Google desktop is a big rainbow today. I know it's like very clever. Anyway, God sets this rainbow in heaven and we all say, oh, look at the rainbow. You know, it rained in Israel this week. 65 years old. I'm running out into the street like an idiot, you know, looking up, licking the rain. Anyway, it rained. I didn't see a rainbow. But people think of this rainbow as, oh, look at this beautiful blessing. Look at this. Ha-ha. Not so. Those of us who are, you know, are rooted in Torah Judaism know that it's a reminder of a very tenuous time. Why did God send us a rainbow? You know, he could have told us, you know, sent us a different memo. You know, the flood on the world came as a result of our most disgusting, aberrant behavior, the robbery, the oppression, the immorality, jealousy, the hatred. So what is a rainbow comprised of? I didn't know this.
Yeah.
A rainbow is comprised of actually, Simon, seven colors. Not 20 colors, not 9 colors. There's 7 colors in the rainbow. Don't ask me what they are, but each one is a little bit different than the other one. And yet, when we see that rainbow in the sky, we see it as harmonious. We see it as one beautiful unit. What are we supposed to learn from this? Even though our thoughts are different, our predilections are different, our characters are different, it really is possible. God's telling us with that rainbow that it is possible for us to achieve peace and brotherhood. I know this is very not, in today. Not everything that's different or even conflicting has to bring about, conflict, controversy. Is that a good word in English?
Yeah, no, it's more than that. It's fractured, you know?
Yes. Fractured. Ugly. And the, you know, it's that contrast of different colors in that rainbow that creates awe. When we see that rainbow, we're not supposed to go, wowie, kazowie. It's supposed to almost bring us to our knees and remind us of how close we came and how much work we have. We're being assigned. That rainbow isn't just for me, Simon. It's for you. It's for my husband. It's for everybody, every human being that walks this earth. It's a reminder. Don't just go, wow, isn't that nice? Who am I supposed to be today? That's the question that Noach asks. And that's the question that we ask. And I just love this Parsha. This Parsha is the greatest. Love it.
Talking about the greatest, because that's a good place to stop, I think there are a lot of people who think that you are the greatest. Ronnie Hershovitz has just weighed in and she said, is there a way of saving this lady on a flash drive and call her up as and when needed? She is phenomenal. I love her wisdom and her beautiful energy. And I just want to tell you, well put, Ronnie, I absolutely concur. If that wasn't enough, Gimple the Fool weighing in saying, one of the best things I've heard on Chai is what Andrea just said about the Amidah. Thank you so much, Andrea. Once again, I concur. For 50 years, I've seen the step back, never knew why. And so there you have it, Andrea. Feel good about yourself today because you've done good, woman.
Thank you. And thank you for the opportunity. And really, Shabbat Shalom and Parshas Noach Tov. And let's talk next week. It's good. It's all good, boys and girls.
It's all good. It always is. Shabbat Shalom and sending you tons of love.